sport press.
Yeah. No layup line, no warm-ups, no nothing. We just walking right into the stadium, getting to the game. Let's do it.
When the beat on, then it's on. When our right jerseys on the road, cause how we feel where we roam is our home. Leaving these other podcasts null and void. The show can't miss something like Tom Shepard and corduroys. Full Sport Press, you know them boys. Jay run the point, lock for three, and me, I crash the boards. Weezy told you that it's paid for. We already ran the score before the cameraman could go and press record. Now you all in your feelings, cause we trusted the process and y'all was tanking for Wiggins. We was spreading the love and y'all was trading for Wiggins. Went to war with the Wolves and y'all was waiting on Wiggins, huh? I had to do it fast. The flow split the double, grabbed the dribble, and Euro stepped over the 808. I'm on time even when...
You are now listening to the Full Sport Press podcast featuring hosts J-Hove, Weezy, Jeff, and Coach Locke. Please enjoy the show.
Greetings and salutations. I would like to welcome everybody back and some of you for the first time to the Full Sport Press podcast, the premier sports podcast for the consummate sports fan. And this is your one-stop shop for all sports-related news and topics. I am Jay Hope.
It's your boy Big Jeff.
It's your boy Weezy. What it do?
Cameron, how you doing, brother?
I don't even know what that is, bro.
That's
Coach Lock out on the assignment. Shout out to you, Cal. Tigers on fire. We ain't gonna talk about it. We ain't gonna talk about them Tigers being on fire.
On fire.
Yeah, on fire.
Fuego.
Episode 504, we're discussing the winners and losers of the 2024 NBA trade deadline.
FSP style.
Always FSP style.
You better damn know it.
Better damn believe it.
Jeff, best of the week, talk to the people.
I mean, I told you. I hit you and told you you need to watch it. The WrestleMania press conference.
Yeah.
It was live.
She looked like Real Housewives. Brentwood.
Shit was going down. It was going down on in Vegas, man. Cap. It was a lot, man. It's gonna be the biggest mania ever, baby. Mania 40 in Philly, two nights.
When is it?
April, second week of April.
Why is it gonna be the biggest ever?
Because it's the 40th year and it's the biggest matchup on paper ever. Rock versus Roman, head of the table, tribal chief.
Really?
Yeah. You should have watched last night.
He skipped a meal.
Yeah. Cody, and Cody versus Rock night one, possibly.
I'm winning in the Who got the W?
He is,
oh, yeah, and I came to the conclusion that who gets the W is no longer with me in it because you watch now. You cheated. I haven't watched wrestling in 20 years.
You gotta quit that. So you going to quit it?
Yeah.
You can't be.
No, what I'm saying is not fair because you went 3-0. You went 3-0. You ain't never went 3-0.
I didn't know I went 3-0.
You went 3-0. You went 3-0. That's not fair.
You went 3-0.
I didn't know.
No,
I went 3-0.
You told me. And he told me, he said, I'm going to win all of these because I've been watching. You in trouble. You told me.
Yeah, but I didn't know who was going to win.
You went 3-0. Never mind. What you got, Weezy? Best of the week, man.
Best of the week for me, man, is. Well, it's a bittersweet, but Super Bowl, man.
Festivities. Why is it bittersweet? Because it's the end of the year.
End of the year.
It's over with. It seemed like the break between the Super Bowl and the start of preseason is the longest between any sport.
Yeah, that's 6 months is rough.
Yeah.
You got UFL now?
Nah. I don't think I would look forward to that as a draft.
Got UFL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do think 2 weeks is too long.
Yeah.
Of a break?
Yeah. Before, like, end
just
of the
one
season.
Week. It was two weeks. It's Pro Bowl, and then that 4 week. You got to get them boys a break, though.
Let's go ahead and get this out there now. They can get rid of Pro Bowl. All of that.
Well, I like the festivities.
I like what they doing now, though. It's a little bit better. They lost so much, though, that it's going to be hard to get those people back.
We can stop that.
Yeah. My best of the week is Juju Watkins, man. She scored 51 points against Stanford, 18 for 26 from the field, the most in USC basketball history, men or women. The truth.
Must see.
Man, listen, we ain't never seen nothing like this.
Yeah.
We ain't seen nothing like this.
That record is finna be broken this year.
Caitlin Clark.
That's really not the record, if we want to be honest.
Yeah, because she played. Well, no, not necessarily. Mm-mm. No, that's a real record.
Mm-mm. They're not counting the record before it was NCAA. The record is higher than that if you count women's sports. Oh, before D2? That. No, D1. Remember, okay. before Title IX,
okay.
D1 sports, women's Division I sports was not in the NCAA.
Okay.
So the young lady, the black lady, her name escapes me right now, yeah. actually has the points record.
That's
so
bullshit.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I'm going to look that up too because I need to get her name right.
Yeah, say less. Yeah. Worst of the week, Weezy. Talk to the people.
Worst of the week for me is, it's a Super Bowl shindig this shindig's been going on.
That was just real J Ho with you right there.
Jay really did you like that.
Huh? And wow. It's not. I was told I wasn't going to be able to come. I wasn't invited to the shindig because I'm not cheering for the 49ers.
Wow.
So, okay. That's my worst of the week, man.
That's a really good worst of the week. Okay. Hey, this, and let me tell you something. That's his. No, it is. No, cameraman, but guess what? You want to step on that? Hey, listen. Now we finna start playing with fire then. Because I'm saying shit we talk about.
I didn't say who. I didn't say nothing.
No. Who else is a 49ers fan? Cameraman ain't a 49ers fan. Cameron,
Sean Walsh is.
Yeah. Sean Walsh is too. Everybody invited. That's a 49ers fan.
God. Okay.
And you definitely ain't invited. Right. Jeff could come. Jeff, listen. Even cameraman could come. Because let me tell you why. They'll be in a situation, they just relax. And it's just, you know what I'm saying? But see, the only reason cameraman can't go because he's a big Patrick Mahomes guy. So in turn, he can't make it because of that. Yeah. But, and then Jeff, you'll be all right.
I won't say
you're very
that.
Diplomatic.
I won't be disrespectful.
Very diplomatic.
I won't be disrespectful either. Jeff, all good.
Yeah. You.
It's
yeah. I watch your back. Yeah, okay. Watch your back.
He told him what to
Yeah, no, nah, sure. My worst of the week is FIFA's World Cup being at MetLife Stadium. The World Cup final set to be at MetLife in 2026. Great idea, guys. They're putting the world's most expensive Achilles, ACLs, MCLs, LCLs.
Yeah, it's rough.
On the carpet at MetLife. They better have some grass. They better roll out some damn grass for these guys. Because if that World Cup final and anybody gets injured on that World Cup floor that's at MetLife, boy, it's some. Listen. Yeah. You want to talk about some real pissed people?
Yeah.
Ooh, boy. Yeah. Them soccer fans do not play.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they're going to roll like grass out for them. Yeah. But don't let our NFL guys, they playing on carpet. Come on, man. Okay.
They say injuries were down this year in the NFL.
Watch your back.
I'm just telling you.
You made it. Watch your back, watch your front. I can't wait to call Coach Locke and tell him this. What you got, Jeff?
My worst of the week. It was going to be Travis Kelce and his barber, but they walked that back and cleared everything up.
Yeah, so good spoiler alert, yeah. Real quick. Yeah. That is our yellow box.
So. Yeah. So okay. I was going to change that. Okay. But so my worst week is Teofimo Lopez. Listen, dog, the Thursday night boxing is a great idea. You have a boxing match before the big sports weekend. First was Shakur Stevenson for an F1 race. He shit the bed. Teofimo Lopez had a main event last night on Super Bowl weekend. Guess what he did, cameraman? Shit the bed. Listen, Teofimo. The thing is, you're supposed to be the next great guy in that division. She's looking bad. You, your pops, making all the outlandish statements, going on Twitter, having Twitter fingers with all the other fighters. Keyshawn Davis gonna whoop your ass, Teofimo. It is gonna be bad. And that's the bottom, and that's what's gonna happen.
Is that on everything, Jeff?
If you watch the last, if he fight Keyshawn, he fought last night, it's over in two rounds.
That's what Stone Cold said, so.
Yeah, Stone Cold said that. Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Make sure. You check us out on iTunes, Facebook, Instagram, Google Play, Spotify, YouTube, Amazon Music to catch on the full archive of past episodes of FSP. Just simply search Full Sport Press Podcast. J-O!
Yes, sir.
And Weezy.
What it do?
You guys have a yellow box of Cheerios recipient for our listeners.
The yellow box goes to Travis Kelce's barber.
Look at you, man. Hey, man. Come here. Lock in with me. Lock in with me, dog. As long as you wash your hands, that's cool.
Oh,
a special kind of haircut is creating a lot of buzz online, guys. Mm-hmm. It's become Travis Kelce's trademark hairstyle and has garnered interest from others, being Caucasian Americans. It was monikered by his barber as the Travis Kelce fade, end quote. Mm-hmm. In a recent press conference, Kelce himself sets the record straight, said he did not invent the style. He just requested it, and it is his haircut from his neighborhood in Cleveland Heights, Ohio. I blame TikTok for this, guys. Yes.
Yeah, they trying their best, man.
Listen, man, this is disgusting. You're doing it during Black History Month. We only got 29 days this month.
I'm telling you.
They gave us an extra day on the leap year.
They already tried to take swag surfing from us.
Come on, man.
Now, swag surfing gone.
Now, swag surfing is gone. That shit is whitewater rafting. I've been trying to tell you.
They asking Taylor Swift to do the remix is over with.
Yeah. Listen.
I'm hot about that.
That is the Boosie fade. From here on out, it's Boosie. One fade.
Yeah.
It's Boosie.
It's the Boosie fade.
It's Boosie fade. It's the Boosie fade.
Light fade. Man. Skin fade.
Skin fade.
You know what I'm saying?
Boosie fade.
Taper fade.
Taper fade.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? High and tight.
If you in Atlanta, temp fade for all my Atlanta people. You know what I'm saying? But I tell you what it ain't. The Travis Kelce fade.
That hurt me. Yeah.
Ain't nobody asking no Travis Kelce.
Nah.
They asking.
And that's
for
my
it.
Boy. Killer Travis is my guy.
They asking for it, though. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
TikTok.
Yeah.
Tickety talk talk talk. Yeah. Make me feel old when
tiki-talkies.
The tiki talkies. I'm gonna say that to my boy Killer Trav because man, we gotta talk about it. Ain't his fault though. He came out and said, "Hey man, y'all not finna do this to me in Black History Month." need that smoke.
Nah,
so.
You know, his whole locker room is on his head.
Yeah, man. He walked it back.
Yeah.
Damn barber though.
Yeah.
We looking for you, brother.
He walked it back, too.
Yeah, he better.
He put a soliloquy on Instagram.
Okay, he better. You guys ready to get started the first half?
Let's do it.
Let's get it.
The first half is underway. Full Sport Press.
First half, the hottest sports news of the past week, like you do each and every week here at the Full Sport Press Podcast. Before we get started, I am J-Ho.
It's your boy, Big Jeff.
This your boy, Weezy. What it do? Big Jeff, where can they find you on social media, my brother?
I'm Jay Easley, 84, across all social media platforms.
Coach Locke. Ain't nothing changed.
Lock underscore the underscore great. Get at him.
Yes, sir.
Jay, where can I find you at my
Instagram
guy?
And Twitter. It's J-Ho. Holler at me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bad bit. Eating hibachi. You know what I'm saying? I'm still locked in. Get in with me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My bad.
I'm at.
All right, cameraman, so disappointed.
I'm at Weezy on Twitter. I'm at FSP underscore Weezy on IG. Holler at me.
Holler at you.
Hey, real quick. I want to get sure I say this right, especially since it's Black History Month. Mm-hmm. Young lady's name was Pearl Moore.
Shout out to Pearl.
From Marion College. She had 3,884 points, but again, it was before Title IX. So they
my grandmama named Pearl.
They weren't recognizing that.
Everybody know Pearl.
At Marion College.
I'm just saying. It's my grand.
She has 30 ball a game, though.
Average of 30.
The averaging 30.
Yeah, let's get it. All right, we'll kick the first half off with some NBA talk, guys. NBA All-Star 2024 will take place in Indianapolis, Indiana on February the 16th through February the 18th, 2024. We're here for predictions for all the major events minus Celebrity Game. Yeah. I'll be – listen.
Whack.
Celebrity Game. Yeah, it's a bad one. Yeah, that's
man.
The game. Anyway, we'll kick things off with the rookie versus sophomore game. We have Team Catchings, which is a list of a lot of rookies and sophomores. I'm not going through all those names.
We'll be here till next
week. Yeah, we'll be here. Team Rose, a lot of more names. Mm. Team Deadlift Shrimp.
Shout out to Deadlift Shrimp.
Hey, for the young guys that don't know, listen, Deadlift Shrimp had a fucking heater.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was going up.
Yeah.
And last but not least, Team Gasol. Yeah. Who is your winner for the first game, rookies versus sophomore, Weezy? Who you got winning?
Team Gasol.
Okay. Jeff?
Team Gasol got Brandon Miller. And Brandon Miller's on fire right
and
now.
With them.
Okay. Yeah. And he got Tricky.
Yeah, he got Tricky Vicky too. But
okay.
More so Brandon Miller.
More so
he's
Brandon
on fire
Miller.
Right
say
now.
Say this. My pick is Team Rose. They got real steppers on that team. Jordan Hawkins will win MVP of that game. That's my pick.
If Jalen Williams play, I think he might go for MVP.
Both of those guys. Yeah, they go crazy on that team. So, yeah. That's a good team. I'll tell you what. Yeah. Moving right along to the next event. It is the Skills Challenge, and they've switched things up a little bit since we sent out this grid. So I'll go through these participants. It's Team Top Picks. It's AE, which is Anthony Edwards, Paolo Banchero, and Victor Wembanyama. Then the next team is Team Pacers, which is Tyrese Halliburton, Benedict Mathurin, and Miles Turner.
Hmm.
And Team All-Stars, which include Trae Young, Scotty Barnes, and Tyrese Maxey. Jeff, out of these three teams, who are you rolling with?
Skills Challenge, I'm going with Team Top Picks.
Okay.
Simply because Tricky Vick is a very skilled man.
Yeah.
He's going to be able to get those passes where he needs them to go. P5 is an underrated skills player.
Very.
And Anthony Edwards is the guy.
Yeah. Skills and drills. Yeah. Weezy.
I like the All-Stars and Trae Young.
Yeah. Those guys, they get up.
I like the All-Star team.
Yep. I'm rolling with Jeff with Team Top Picks. strictly off the wingspan, ball handling, yeah. skills and drills on this team, man. Been doing this shit his whole life, especially with Victor Wembanyama. So this is his time to shine. Yeah. It's going to be cool to see him out there. So I'm going with team top picks. Moving on to the three-point contest, and the participants are Malik Beasley, Jalen Brunson, Tyrese Halliburton, Damian Lillard, Lauri Markkanen, Tyrese Maxey, Donovan Mitchell, and a late entry is Karl Anthony Towns of the Minnesota Timberwolves. Of course he is. Weezy, who is your pick for the winner and why?
Dame Lillard, man. You got to win him. Dame Lillard.
He won last year, so he going back to back.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm going to go with Dame.
Yeah, you, cameraman got you. Jeff, talk to the people.
I'm going Karl Anthony Towns. This is his. He can shoot all threes he want, cameraman. This is what he want to do. Him and Lauri Markkanen in the finals.
Yeah, I got to switch it up because I was going with Cat myself. This is his favorite event. This only time he really shows up with his chain. But I'm going Lauri Markkanen.
My dog.
Big man shooter. Karl Anthony Towns is the best big man shooter of all time.
That's what he wants to be.
Just put that out there. Him and Dirk. And I think Cat has surpassed him. But if he wins this, this will cement that statement for that proclamation that he's put out there a bunch of times.
Yep.
And last but not least, before as far as all of the All-Star Saturday events, is the Slam Dunk Contest. And the participants are Mac McClung, Jaylen Brown, Hami Hakez Jr., and Jacob Toppin, younger brother of Obi Toppin. Jeff, who's your winner and why?
It's some bouncing at Toppin household, but I'm going to go with Hami Hawkins Jr.
Hami bouncing?
Yeah, he's bouncing.
Hami got crazy bounce.
He got bounce.
Yeah, now you got to watch Hami.
Yeah.
Weezy?
I'm going Jaylen Brown, man.
No. No. Yeah, no, it is his pick. Yeah, now, but let me tell you why. He has a 43-year-old legend.
Do with it.
Draining him. He ain't got no legs. He ain't going to have no all-star legs.
Listen, that woman, she right.
Yeah.
Hey, when it's all said and done. Her book?
Yeah, she got a good one.
Ah.
She got a good one.
Yeah. Legendary.
Yeah,
from humble beginnings.
Yeah, very humble.
Yeah.
Starlet beginning.
Jesse was working at
Starlet.
A store. No, Jesse was working at like Deb or BB or something like that.
Sure. Yeah, she was. She was working at, BB.
Humble beginnings.
Humble beginnings, yeah.
To legendary status.
And my pick for the winner is Mac McClung.
Yeah,
he went light last year. He said he got 4 or 5 more dunks than nobody's ever seen. So
shout out to Mac.
He's coming to get more money, more endorsements. Yeah. He signed with Puma after that first run. He'll get more after this when I'm running with a back-to-back with Mac McClung.
I think he can.
And last but not least, the NBA All-Star Game, East versus West. Jeff, you missed that first one. You missed the last one. It was just went to Jeff. Yeah. Jeff, who's your pick and why?
I'm going with the East. I feel like the West starters aren't really going to play much. Jokic don't like all-star games. LeBron, come on. LeBron's 40. He's 39. LeBron don't need to be playing right now.
Yeah.
KD, serious. KD got Phoenix rolling. He's not going to give him much.
Yeah.
So I think the East, by proxy, is going to be able to turn this, get the W here.
Weez?
I'm rolling with the West. I'm rolling with the old guys.
Yeah, those guys. Yeah, I got the old guys as well. I'm rolling with the West as well. And I got SGA winning MVP. I think it would just be a little bit too much of that, you know, skills and drills, man. And it's going up.
It's going up. Over Halliburton, though? In his hometown?
He not going to play for real. Hammy still messed up.
He back.
He did the Macarena out there. He was down.
Let's move on.
Yeah, okay.
Let's keep it in sports, somewhat basketball. Huge announcement this week, Weezy. All right, Disney, the Walt Disney Corp, Fox Corporation, and Warner Brothers. That includes ESPN. That includes Fox, NFL Sundays. And that includes Warner Brothers and Discovery. So all the sports we watch, guys, NBA, NFL, everything. Plan to launch a new streaming service with only sports. Don't need no reality TV. Mm-hmm. Don't got to watch no home and garden TV. Mm-hmm. Just sports. Plans to launch ahead of the 2024-2025 NFL season this September. The three media companies will have equal ownership shares in the new service, which will carry the ESPN channels, ABC, Fox, and its cable sports network, FS1, and TNT, True TV, and TBS. That includes NFL, Fox NFL Sundays, Monday Night Football, NBA Finals, 5 Super Bowls within the next 10 years, and partial of March Madness. Ah, but here's the thing. It's a caveat. Here's what's missing. Comcast and Paramount Global, that's NBC and CBS, for those of you keeping count, they also have several Super Bowls over the next 10 years. They are not included in this merger. Right? So that takes away part of the, that takes away all the Olympics, because that's NBC, all the Olympics. If you're into horse racing, you know, so you're going to miss a lot of that. You're going to miss Sunday NFL football from CBS and a portion of those Super Bowls.
God, dog.
Exactly. Mm. So my question to you guys, is it a big deal, little deal, or no deal? Start with you, Weezy.
It's a big deal. Before you read the, before you just read the fine print, yeah. I was going to cut the cord if this goes on. Mm. I was going to cut the cord. I still might cut the cord.
Yeah.
Or just give me a YouTube TV on the side and have this going. Probably what I do.
Should probably get YouTube TV.
Yeah, you got to do that. What kicked this off is Apple getting that MLS deal. Because Apple now, with that MLS, with people coming from Europe and from the Premier League and all the Spanish leagues, things of that nature coming to MLS, that is a gold mine with things you can follow. They're looking to do a – they already did a Messi where they followed him around kind of like Hard Knocks. Mm-hmm. They'll pick a program – one of the teams in MLS and do the exact same thing just to get people a little bit more familiar with soccer, because I don't think people really know the rules. But Disney has been looking for options for ESPN and since at least right around July. Yeah. This is going to cost us $40 a month to get this, though, Jeff. That's on the low end.
Yeah.
You think so?
$40 a month for that.
And they excluded CBS and NBC because they wanted to keep that price under $50.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, you get access to 14 linear networks, what Jeff was mentioning. But this is going to impact the college football playoffs, 12-team shit.
True.
Because in 2025, there's no space for that place to be, for that actual 12-team playoff to be distributed. So in turn, there's going to be a bidding war for that.
Yeah.
And on top of that, the ACC and the Big 12 have to feel left out because they weren't mentioned as far as teams or conferences that were going to be included in this merger. So,
ACC?
No, the ACC and the Big 12. So they got to get a little bit more power on their side so they can kind of push some leverage to get included in this. So this is a big deal.
Yeah, huge deal. Huge deal. It's something that cameraman, you and I talked about before, like this is a way, this is one of those last nails in traditional cable systems. Like there's going to be some of our elders are still going to keep it because that's what they're used to, the channel mm-hmm. surf, things like that. But streaming is the way to go. And this is just huge for somebody like myself who keeps a cable provider, streaming provider,
right,
only because of sports.
Right.
And this helps me get further away from that.
Because I don't want none of that random TV. I haven't watched regular TV in so long, bro.
I mean, I might pop in for the Grammys.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just the random Grammys, things, right?
But
as far as just having
going through the guide.
I keep this just for sports.
Remember it was a channel for the guy on Comcast?
And you had to wait for it to circle around?
Oh,
my God.
That was bad.
Oh, we came so far.
We came so far. All right, before we start with halftime, let's talk NFL. The Washington Commanders, guys, hired Eric Bieniemy last offseason to serve as their offensive assistant coach and OC. After signing a 2-year deal, Bieniemy was let go just after one season. Everybody said this was a job to prove himself, to get that head coaching job. Now he is without a job.
That's crazy.
Weezy, is Eric Bieniemy being blackballed?
Nah, he ain't being blackballed. He ain't being blackballed. I just people know that he's not the guy. He's not the guy. He should have stayed his ass right there with Patrick Mahomes. He'd have been in the Super Bowl right now. He should have stayed right there. Everybody's not a head coach. And Josh McDaniels.
Josh McDaniels got a shot though.
You got a second. He got two shots.
But here's the thing. The wife neck thing, we know that's been in the NFL a long time. Yeah. That ain't even a secret no more.
Yeah.
That ain't even something he doing it because he's black. I don't even get upset because he know that. They've been doing that for years.
Mm-hmm.
I think, go ahead, Wiz. I'm sorry.
So we can't even be upset about that no more. Because, it's wrong, but they still going to do that anyways.
Yeah.
So I don't get myself worked up about that no more.
Yeah. I'm kind of rolling with Weezy on this, Jeff. I'm going to be real. His resume is legit just with that Kansas City offense and Big Red. He's not getting hired because that team went 4-13 last year, Jeff, and the Washington Commanders. He did not make the decision to play Sam Howell for most of the season, and he had the most attempts in the league. That was Eric Bieniemy's fault. Stop throwing the damn ball. Cameraman, what you do? You got to run the damn ball. You got two good running backs. You got to run the ball. He didn't make the decision to run the ball. And Sam Howell led the league in passing attempts. Sam Howell. That is Eric Bieniemy's fault. That is why he's not getting the offensive coordinator job that's opening in Seattle. He's not up for any jobs. I don't think he gets a job in the NFL this year. And I think it's one of those things where, yeah, he could possibly go back to Kansas City and be a advisor to the team or do something like that, something non-formal. But that Matt Nagy's not losing that OC job. They just went to the Super Bowl without him. No, he's not going anywhere. A simple change of environment might be what's needed for Eric Bieniemy. And I do think if you look at Chip Kelly leaving as the head coach to be an OC at Ohio State, writing's on the wall, dude. You probably need to figure out a way to get into college and run those schemes that you're running for Patrick Mahomes, you and Big Red, and do that in college. I think it would work. I think it would be cool because that shit that he does with rubs people the wrong way in those rooms, he's, you know, a little bit over dramatic. They say he's a little aggressive when he's talking to some of the players. That stuff you can pull in college. You can't pull that in the league. Nobody can.
And you can pull that with Patrick Mahomes because you're still winning Super Bowls.
Yeah.
So but you can go in there and say, hey, why you listen to me? He going to go there and touchdown anyway.
Yeah, you need a militant. Like, running a militant type thing works better in college than it does in the NFL. That's
being cocky and a hothead and still losing with Sam Howell is different than being cocky and a hothead and winning in Kansas City.
I want Trey Lyle. I want Trey Lyle. I want Trey Lyle because my fear, I understand what y'all are saying, but my fear is that's just a narrative people put out to keep him away, right? Like, you got to say that to for him to justify why he doesn't get a job. Because that only comes out when it's like, so why is he getting hired? He's been interviewed over 20 times. So why y'all calling him for interviews? He's been interviewed 20 times.
You know
everybody,
what that is.
Everybody ain't going to tell the same lie, though, Joe. But 20 teams ain't going to tell the same lie.
This is the same league that 7 teams said, we don't need Lamar Jackson as our damn quarterback.
Bro.
So y'all giving these people a benefit of the doubt? These people that said Lamar Jackson was not good enough to be their quarterback. These same NFL owners, y'all giving them the benefit of the doubt. You sure about that? You sure that's the hill you want to die on?
Yeah, but
No. It's the same thing.
Listen to what you're saying. You're talking about Lamar Jackson 17 said that, but the one team that picked him showed that. So that.
But there's 7 teams, Washington being one of them that needed a quarterback and said, we're out of the Lamar Jackson business for Sam Howell. So you tell me that team is competent and know what they're doing.
That happens all the time in a draft, bro.
That's not a draft. No, I'm not talking about a draft. I'm talking about Lamar Jackson was a special consideration free agent. If you offered him a contract and Baltimore didn't match it, all you had to do was give up a first round pick. That's all you had to do. So those teams came out and said, no, we're not in the Lamar Jackson business. We don't want him. Sam Howell is going to be our starting quarterback. And I could give Lamar Jackson the keys.
With all due respect to Lamar Jackson, that offensive line was the reason that Lamar Jackson wouldn't want to go there. They would have won 8 games instead of 4.
I'm just talking about in theory for those teams to say they didn't want Lamar Jackson.
He wasn't ever going nowhere.
But for you to take the word for these teams saying that this guy's a hothead or he's arrogant, as someone who's been called arrogant in rooms of people who didn't look like me, I understand how that could sting a little bit. That can sting a little bit just because I'm confident. I know what I'm doing.
Do you think he's a good coach?
Yes, because it showed in Kansas City this year. They got Jordan, so he made up for the lackluster play calling. They got the best player we've ever seen, but it showed from week one that they missed him. They missed him.
No, those guys was open, Jeff. He just ain't got nobody there.
Wait, back a little bit. You saying they missed him because
they missed him? Their offense did not look good. This regular season, their offense, we all come here and say.
So you're not taking consideration that maybe Tyreek Hill wasn't there.
They won a Super Bowl without Tyreek Hill 2 years ago, big dog. Move on. Keep it going, big baby. This Jeff you talking to. Keep it going, big baby. No, come on now. Come on now. It was 2 years. Won a Super Bowl without him. He don't count. He don't count at all. He won a Super Bowl without him. Went to the Super Bowl and won without him. Spoke on that Joe Burrow pat.
But they still don't have DeMarcus Robinson's not on that team. You got Marquez Valdez
talking
Scanlon.
About Juju Smith-Schuster.
Bro, yeah, that's better than the guys.
You gotta have a job next year.
Juju had 60. He caught 60 balls this year. He caught 60 balls this year.
That's crazy. I get it.
I think Bieniemy is a guy. I think he just needs to prove himself in a different situation. How much more proving does he have to do? Bro, this is what I'm trying to tell you. And I get what you're saying, Jeff. I'm rolling.
You agree with Weezy.
No. I'm agreeing with what you're saying, too. But I also think, too, with Weezy, not necessarily he's blackballed. His team, and he was the OC of, just went for 113.
Cliff Kingsbury went
What did Cliff Kingsbury have a job?
Arizona.
Cliff Kingsbury. What are you talking about?
USC. They just hired Cliff Kingsbury.
He was at USC. That's what I'm saying. That's what he needs to do. He needs to go be an OC in a college, and then he'll get an OC job or something somewhere else in the NFL.
They just told him, man, he was in a winning. He's the only coordinator I've ever freaking seen that has been a winner of a Super Bowl. Team coordinators that have lost Super Bowls got head coaching jobs next year. They told him he, because his team was so successful, they told him he had to go somewhere else and do a lateral step to do the same thing for a worse organization.
I'm not saying what they did wasn't right. I mean, I ain't saying it was wrong. It was wrong what they did. But at the same time, he went to another team and they sucked.
They were 4-13.
So that's on his record too now.
They were 4-13. Like,
so if you're trying to hire him right now today, you also got to look at the Washington record because he went to that team. So that's part of his resume now.
That was a bad decision. We all knew that when he was walking into
horrible
that.
Horrible decision. I said
he shouldn't have went there.
Horrible decision.
So that's, where you at?
So that's his fault.
He had no choice.
No, he didn't. He could have sat out.
You stay where you at and make them choose you.
You know that you're dependent on being well in this. You got to go to a spot where you're going to be well at.
Okay.
And that is a bad decision on his part, thinking he could just turn water into wine because he was playing with Patrick Mahomes. I think he got a little too cocky because he had Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid.
I wouldn't have left Kansas City until I became a head coach.
No, it wasn't even about he was leaving Kansas City, period.
He wasn't getting a job. He interviewed 20 times in Kansas City.
I don't care. I'm keep interviewing before I –
We can.
We
can go on and on with this. You guys ready to get started with halftime?
Let's do it.
Let's get it.
We're at the midway point. Please enjoy all of the halftime festivities.
Halftime. It is the FSP, or Jeff, NBA Power Rankings. Let's get going. Our league pass legends of the week is the New Orleans Pelicans. Shout out to them, man. Low key. Just flying below the radar. Having a solid year. Someone has been healthy. Had another child, I believe, this week. Is that what it was? Well, he posted the... Whatever he got going on.
He got another one.
That was a child. That was a child.
He's had another child?
Yeah.
With another woman?
I hope so.
Yeah. We're going to keep moving. I shouldn't have brought that up. You're right, Karen. I should have did it offline. Off
what?
It's a horny man.
Come on, he's
don't worry about it. All right. At number seven, Oklahoma City Thunder. When the winners of seven of the last 10.
Gotta get traded, bro. He's fucking too much, bro.
It's all what he do, man. Oklahoma City Thunder. Number six, Charlie Kemper, man. He called his team. He was absolutely right. The Phoenix Suns had a great victory over the spiraling since hiring Doc Rivers, Milwaukee Bucks. Jeez Louise, get it together, Milwaukee.
He can't make them boys play defense.
I didn't say he can, but they were 13. They were 30-13 before he got there. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but they were just outscoring teams. Why they trying to focus on playing a little defense? They 1-5.
Jesus. All right. And number five, Boston Celtics. Winners of 4 or 5. Bounced back from that loss. That inexplicable loss against the Lakers. They've bounced back since then. Good job by them. Number four, the Denver Nuggets. Ruined Kobe's statue unveiling. You see that stat about the Lakers? They lost when LeBron. Every major event that's happened since they've been there. They lost. Shout out to them, man.
Shout out to them.
Anyway, ruined Kobe's statue unveiling at winners of 8 of their last 10. Shout out to the Nuggets, man. That pass by Jokic, Kerry, man. Did you see that pass? Lord have mercy. Nah, we're going to get there. We're going to get to MVP. And number three, the New York Knickerbockers. Winners of 8 of the 10. And I'm going to keep this short and sweet about the Knicks. We're going to talk a lot about them later. But beware. Beware. Shout out to their front office. They are making moves. And sheesh. Shout out to the Clippers, winners 8 of their last 10. Don't look now. Kawhi's in the MVP race. Should have been an all-star start. I said that. But geez Louise, shout out to them. They were the hottest team since December. But the number one, the Cleveland Cavaliers, winners of 8 straight. Don't look now again. Donovan Mitchell is your MVP if the season's over with right now. You better can believe it. You crazy. Better believe it.
If the season ended right now, it's Joel Embiid,
Joel Embiid,
bro.
Play no more, bro.
No, I'm saying
two
you
more
said
day,
if
month.
The season ended
Joel
right
Embiid
now.
Joel Embiid gonna turn the basketball to this.
What'd you just say, Jeff? What'd you just say? What'd you just say?
I'm talking about if the season was over with.
Right now. It's fucking Joel Embiid.
But guess what, though? He ain't gonna play no more, bro.
But you said right now.
Them 65 games they gonna make.
Nah, but you just said if they end it right now, Joel Embiid's MVP. Go ahead, my man. Yeah, anyway. That's it.
Cavs, number one team. Yeah. Again.
Shout out to you.
They are looking phenomenal.
They got good in the playoffs, though.
Yeah, it's regular season, you know, power ranks. But you're right, Weezy. They got to do the playoffs.
Donovan Mitchell, MVP. Child, please. You guys ready to get started?
He's not going to be top three. So.
What?
Not going to be top three?
Guaranteed.
Put him on board. Put that on board. Yeah, if he keeps this up, put that on board.
I ain't tripping. Yeah. Ain't no, what is it? That's true, though. Yeah. What is it if he keep it up? No, it don't matter what he do.
No, but don't put him on the board then.
No,
put him on the board. I said
Donovan Mitchell. No.
I'm not saying he's going to win the MVP. So he's going to be. Wait, so how they do that? It's top three or four?
Five.
He'd be top five.
Shit, Dak said top three.
Dak was runner up for NFL. Top five. He'd be top five.
Nah, man.
All right, well, that's what I'm saying. Because
that's ridiculous. How you going from three to five?
That's my number.
Fuck out of here, man.
You ready for the second half?
Yeah.
The second half is underway. Full Sport Press.
Second half, the 2024 NBA trade deadline winners and losers. I am J Hove.
It's your boy, Big Jeff.
Tisha, what it do?
Cameraman, Thursday's NBA trade deadline was one of the last chances for NBA teams to make a significant change to their rosters this season. This year's deadline lacked some of the star power that we saw from recent seasons, but some contenders did not hesitate to make moves. None of the big names they were expected to see were on the move, stayed packed. So DeJounte Murray, Kyle Kuzma, Andrew Wiggins all ended up staying with the exact same teams. But that doesn't mean that Thursday's trade deadline won't have an impact on the rest of the season and into the playoffs. Let's take a look at the winners and losers of this year's trade deadline. We will kick things off, cameraman, with Jeff. Talk to me. Give me your first winner and why.
My first winner is the Charlotte Hornets. Mm. The Charlotte Hornets made a decision. They made a decision that we're going to run with Bridges, Miller, Ball, and see what happens. They got rid of Rozier.
Yeah.
Got rid of Gordon Hayward and that bad contract.
Yeah, Book Knight.
All the above. Yeah. And they cleared space for their three players once Melo gets back from his oft-injured self.
Yeah.
And once he gets back and ready to roll, they cleared the space out for their three young guns to make something happen. Now, it's not going to be this year.
Yeah.
They're too far in the hole right now. But to you, one of the few times in this here distant, you know, present that we have, this current present that we have, that Charlotte has looked like they're competent.
Okay. All right. My first winner is role players. You just got to look at it. The others reign supreme in this year's trade deadline. It might be a stars league, right, that we look at the Lukas, we look at the Nikola Jokic's, the LeBron James, but this trade deadline was all about the role players, backup point guards, spot-up shooters, defensive specialists, locker room guys, all were traded around the NBA except for P.J. Tucker. He's very upset about it, too. But not one player we consider a star was traded. Instead, it was a host of supporting players and role players. The others win playoff games. Those guys that were traded for, Bogdan Bogdanovic, all of those guys can win you playoff games, and I think teams know that. So I showed the importance of role players. Weez, give me your first one.
My first winner is the Thunder.
Thunder, okay.
Who had Gordon Hayward experience already to a top team in the West, and they add Gordon Hayward who has experience in playoffs.
Heard you. Anybody want to talk? Well, I'll talk a little bit about OKC as well, too, because that team, and that's another winner of me, because Sam Presti, you got 36 draft picks. You holding on to every last one of them.
Absolutely.
But he didn't make any blockbuster trades like he normally does. And if you look at it, I think Gordon Hayward might be the second best player traded on Thursday. Whoa. Maybe first?
No.
Who better than him?
Third.
Who's better than him who got traded on Thursday?
On Thursday, Bogdanovic.
Bogdanovic's not better than Gordon
Hayward. In 2024?
Nah. He just hadn't played since December 26th because of a calf strain. But when he plays, that's the reason that he's getting back healthy. So, in turn, I think he was going to step on Brandon Miller's minutes.
That's what I'm saying.
So, in turn, that doesn't make you not a good player. That just makes you going to stunt the growth of a top five pick. So, but anyway, it goes. I think the only thing that OKC is missing is that power forward that I was talking about doing pre-production, Jeff. Mm-hmm. And if they could find a way to trade some of those draft picks and get a guy at power forward, sky's the limit for the OKC Thunder. Give me your next one, Jeff.
Boston Celtics.
Okay.
I already got the best starting five in the league. We know that, talent for talent. They didn't need to do much. But getting Xavier Tillman for a little bit of nothing from the Grizzlies having that backup defender when Joel Embiid gets healthy, when Giannis, you know, when they inevitably got to play Giannis, got to play your Bam Adebayo, got to play those players like that in the Eastern Conference, when you don't have to put Kristaps and Tito in all that, bring Xavier in there and let him bang with them a little bit, and you get him for that type of player for that. No, that's a beautiful pickup for Boston.
Xavier Timmons looks like a Boston Celtics player. What you got?
That's true too.
Yeah. I got the Bucks getting Patrick Beverley.
Okay.
The team that needs defense.
They need it. Yeah.
And I think this move was made probably for the playoffs too.
Yeah.
But they need a stopper. They need somebody that can stop a number one player.
Yeah, he's one of those guys. Yeah, for sure. Let's talk about it, man, the Knicks. I'm sure everybody had that as a winner.
Yeah.
In a matter of a couple of months, guys, the Knicks added OG Anunoby, Bogdanovich, who we talked about, and Alec Burks already to a solid-ass roster that they already had. Mm-hmm. Both Bogdanovich and Alec Burks, one of those guys, are knockdown shooters to kind of help space out the floor when my guy, Julius Randle, gets back, and also Jalen Brunson. So with Joel's injury right now and the Bucks trying to figure out how to play a little bit of defense, they can get a top three seed in the East after everybody gets back, because OG comes back in 3 weeks. Julius Randle will be right back in 3 to 4 weeks. And they done pretty much all of this without a single first-round pick. Yeah. I think we talk about the Knicks. It's one of the best-ran franchises right now, and they've been in the depths of hell for years. So clap for the Knicks. I know you want to talk about the Knicks, Joe.
When you embrace people of the culture, bring in your worldwide Wesses, people like that, to kind of just breathe some life into your team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now no one could have expected that Jalen Brunson signing to turn into what it was.
They hit the lottery.
They hit the lottery there. But then when you do that, though, you strike and you go get an OG. You get rid of, you know, RJ Barrett, you know, God love him.
Yeah.
But you go get an OG and an Obi that fits that team a little bit better.
Yeah.
Then you bring in Bogdanovich, man. That was the trade of the day.
Yeah, people don't know how good Bogdanovich really is.
When I saw that, I put it in the group and said, that was the trade of the day.
Because
you got him out of Detroit. Detroit should have traded him last year. Cause
2 years ago.
Years ago, because they could have got more for him.
Yeah.
But for the Knicks, go in and get a player like that,
where
he doesn't have to be the best player, second best, third best. He just got to show up.
He's got to stand in the corner, bro.
Man, that's killer.
Man, that's tough. You got another winner, Weez?
Nah, I was going with the Knicks.
Yeah.
But the Knicks are going for it, man.
Yeah.
This is – like you said, they're striking out. They're going for it. This is the year they need to go deep in the playoffs and make it to the conference finals.
Yeah, I agree. My next winner, 76ers, though, an asterisk, though.
Yes, sir.
Because Buddy Hield, top three shooter in the last 10 years. Let's just be real. Knockdown shooter. Yeah, top three. It ain't even close, too. Steph, Clay, him. Then Dame. Buddy Hield had a fucking gat.
It's Dame, but I understand what you're saying.
It's who?
I would probably go Dame.
Nah, Buddy Hield got a gat. He just don't shoot it 40 times like Dame, so we don't get to see it. He's never been a number one.
I understand.
But, he's a perfect fit for a guy to play alongside Tyrese Maxey.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he'll be a free agent at the end of this year, so that's why what's my guy's name? So, Daryl Morey, he didn't sacrifice any for real capital or any draft capital at all or any rotational players to get him.
Mm-hmm.
This is where the asterisk comes in, because his singular strength won't be used at its highest level until Joel Embiid is on that team. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because if he's just there to shoot, well, and then he's just spreading the floor when it's him and Tyrese Maxey, you really need him when Joel is there.
Okay.
That third score when Joel is there, not named Tobias Harris. So, man, if he's not coming back, it's null and void. But I think that Daryl Morey made that trade knowing that Joel would be back for the playoffs. So, I think he wouldn't have completed that win-now move if he didn't think that Joel was coming back.
That's definitely a win-now move, simply because, like you said, when he's there, when he being Joel Embiid, it allows him to space the floor a little bit more. And I think in a weird way, though, depending on how long Joel is out, because they're 30-20 right now.
30-20, yeah.
Yeah, 50 in the East right now. So this gives Buddy Hield a time to gel a little bit. Because Embiid is so good.
Yeah.
You just drop him in the lineup, he's fine.
Yeah.
But Buddy Hield needs time with this team to figure some things out. And that's going to be.
And they were swinging it, though, to Shake Milton. They were,
Jaden
Springer.
Yeah.
what's my guy's name? That got hit by the car, but really didn't get hit by a car. Well, yeah, keep it low. Yeah. What's my guy's name?
I don't know. But
yeah, Kelly Oubre.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing about Buddy Hield. This is the brightest lights he's ever played under. This is the brightest lights he's ever played in.
Yeah.
And see, when I look at trade deadline or midseason trades, it's got an immediate impact.
Yeah.
An immediate impact. So he has this has to work out right now.
Yeah.
This ain't for hey man, we're gonna work on next year. This has to work out right now.
I agree. Yeah, 100%. Any other winners, Jeff?
Utah Jazz figured it out. They said, you know what? We're going to keep building this team, and we're going to stay young, and we're going to keep with Sexton, we're going to keep with marketing, we're going to keep with Clarkson, we're going to roll the dice. Yeah. We're going to be competitive, we're going to trade Kelly Olynyk, but we're going to get a first-round pick for him.
Yeah.
So somehow you turn Kelly O into a first round pick with the draft capital you already have, and you're able to still build, and still stay young, and still figure out ways to get more draft capital.
Yeah, it was a great move by them. I can't believe they didn't get rid of JC Jordan Clarkson, or they've been trying to get rid of John Collins for months now. Yeah. I can't believe they kept those guys and got rid of Ochai Agbaji, who's a really good player. He's going to go somewhere. He's going to play. And it's going to be weird because you probably should have kept him because he's the guy that you keep and you get rid of JC and just play Agbaji a little bit more. So.
But that's like Sabonis. Well, maybe not like Sabonis. But remember when Sabonis was at OKC and they had to trade him with the VO stuff, right? Like they had to make that move. Right? Of course, you don't want to get rid of that young talent like that. But
My last winner is Killian Hayes, man. He demanded a trade and got released, dog. But – to go from the number 7 overall pick in I think 2021, that's tough, man. To being released by the worst team in the league. And I get it. He just wants to get out of there. He needs a fresh start, try to figure it out. He's just 22 years old. I think he could be a guy that can help a team. I hope that he lands in San Antonio because I think it makes more sense for him to play there alongside Wembanyama and all those guys. Averaging 10-7, 36 minutes this season, nothing like a fresh start. I'm hoping that Killian Hayes figures it out because he can play, man. 6'5", 6'6", point guard. You don't get those a lot.
You don't.
Nah, man. Still play. Any other winners before we move on to the losers?
I had Detroit for similar reasons, but they had to get him out of it. He, apparently, that locker room didn't like him.
I just don't understand that. It's another guy we're going to talk about the locker room didn't like. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the losers, Wiz. Give me your first loser and why.
My first loser is the Dallas Mavericks. I mean, Grant Williams, really.
Yeah, let's talk about it. That's a great segue. That's what I was talking about.
I mean, Grant Williams can be – he got good experience. Yeah. Grant Williams can be a good asset to anybody's team.
Yeah.
I don't know what he did.
Yeah, so, like, the team hated him. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, he's a Celtic person.
He wouldn't.
Is he think he better than what he is?
No.
He's a Celtic, that don't work everywhere else.
And he's not a loser because he's still making tens of millions of dollars. Yeah. But, dude, he signed for $40 million to be an integral part of a team that was on the rise. And then you get shipped off to Charlotte, which is his hometown, who won't really play meaningful basketball until the 2030s. So,
no, it's not true.
Oh, no, nah, man.
That's not true.
Grant Williams was a borderline disaster for the Mavericks. He shot 40% from the field.
Yeah.
41 to be exact. That's bad, man.
Well, I mean, but it's something else behind that.
It's something. He's weird. They say he don't really get along with none of his teammates. He was wearing Luka shoes at first. Then at the end of the year, he was playing in JT's shoe, Jason Tatum's shoe.
That's
so
rough.
It's just kind of, you know, like, he was rubbing people the wrong way. And they got him out of there for P.J. Washington,
which is
going to be a good get. You said he was going to get a max deal. You remember that cameraman? Did he not say that?
He still my guy, though.
Yeah, that'll make it right, though.
He's going to play meaningful basketball this year.
Yeah.
He's going to play playoff basketball this year.
He will. Yeah, he will.
Yeah, they traded for him.
Wasn't a max deal, though.
They traded him to get a playoff.
Give me your first loser, Jeff.
I ain't going to do this for you. All right. I'm a Hawks fan. We know this.
Okay.
So the Atlanta Hawks are my first loser. And here's why.
Let's talk about it.
I think I'm going to go about this a different way than you are, so let me just kick it off here.
Okay.
If you're going to threaten to trade Clint Capella, you're going to threaten to trade DeJounte Murray, you're trying to trade Bogdanovich, right? You're trying to trade all these people, and we don't do anything. Obviously, you're not helping the chemistry of the team.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, so I didn't like the signing of Quinn Snyder. I didn't understand that, but, you know, we're here now. I feel like there's no guidance or no direction for the team. And that's the part that hurts. Because you make it all these trade rumors, our two best players on the trading block every freaking year, every offseason. And going into this offseason, Trey and DeJounte Murray are going to be on the trading block.
It's tough, man. It's tough. Yep. Speaking of.
They got a free trade, though.
Yeah. Nah, he'll be straight. He ain't going nowhere. Let's talk about my team, the Bulls. That's a loser for me. This is malpractice, dude. Yep. This is malpractice.
Malpractice.
It's unclear just like how the Bulls let this deadline go without making any moves. Like, no moves. Dude, we haven't traded a player since August 21st, 2021. That's 30 months ago, guys. Like, and we had pieces to get rid of. Like, we could have got. I understand keeping Zach because Zach said, you know what, nah, I'm going to get healthy on y'all. We going, you know what I'm saying? Then I'll get traded this summer and play for a contender and probably average 30. But Alex Caruso, bro, you could have got multiple first-round picks for him. Didn't. And we were trying to get the guy, Kuminga, for him. No, nobody's going to give you Kuminga.
Kuminga for Caruso.
No, man.
Yeah, that's not best.
Yeah, you could have got multiple second-round picks for Andre Drummond. Get rid of him. Didn't get rid of him. You got DeRozan, draft capital for him. He's going to be a free agent. He's going to walk to the Miami Heat, or he's going to walk to the Los Angeles Lakers this summer for free.
Yeah,
this is the same thing happened to Toronto. Fred VanVleet, Kyle Lowry. They just walk out the door. You don't get nothing for them.
Yeah.
Oh, man, listen, what I'm trying to tell you. Oh, no, you're not going to free agency. Yeah. Oh, no, no, no. I'm going to get something for you. Something's getting. I'm getting something for you. What Denzel say?
I'm leaving with something.
I'm leaving with something.
I'm around the way.
Leaving with something. You damn right. But I understand we're still trying to be competitive. We're 24 and 27. We got, you know, fucking Kobe White playing out of his mind right now. I get it. But playing tournament, we'll be there, and then we'll be out in the first or second round. So why keep this team together if you're just gonna let people walk for free at the end of this year? It's ridiculous. It's malpractice. Give me a loser week.
Kind of piggyback off the Bulls real quick. Your I think it's your GM was talking about like
Presley. Yeah.
The Presley, then also the other guy, Karnisovas.
Okay.
We're a really good team.
Mm-hmm. And on paper.
No, he just said you're a really good team.
On paper.
On paper, you are.
Hell yeah.
You got Vooch. What's left of Vooch.
Yeah, what's left of Vooch.
What's left of Vooch.
We got Kobe White doing what Zach can do.
Yeah, let's Zach's just be out. Real. Whatever's going on with Lonzo.
Yeah, DeMar DeRozan still DeMar
and you
DeRozan.
You got DeMar DeRozan mid-range killer.
Patrick Williams. We still Patrick got Caruso Williams. First team out defense. Yeah. It's players there. A.O. Dosunmu's there.
In coaches, Billy Donovan.
Billy D. That's the problem. Coach. Yeah. That's Andre problem. Drummond, best backup big man in the league.
Yeah, Billy Donovan is your coach. Man, is the problem.
Yeah, man, yeah, he can't problem. Do too much. Give me a loser, Weez.
I got the Kings as a loser.
Okay.
They got Lopez.
Yeah.
But that's going to slow him down.
Yeah, gonna slow
that team.
Down.
That team
and they let him go.
Yeah.
Yeah, let him walk.
That team flies up and down the court.
Yeah.
I didn't understand that move.
I don't get that one.
They need some size.
They just wanted to do something. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't. They could have got a anything. Shooter or
yeah, they
anything.
Got something. Yeah. Just a little something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't understand that.
I think teams are scared to trade because of the CBA, how it affects like you have two or three slots for your big three, and then that's it. They don't want to get into that weird stage. So, in turn, that's why no bigs were traded. No big guys were traded. But anyway, let's talk about the Lakers. That's another loser for me. Mm. The plan in L.A. was clear as day. You want to wait until the summer to get a superstar and get rid of those first picks that you got three of them. But, and I get it. You're rolling out Gabe Vincent, who hadn't really played all year. Cam Reddish will be healthy in a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And then also Jared Vanderbilt, who will be back before the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is their roster currently, though, minus those guys, is fighting for a fucking play-in spot. Mm-hmm. They're 27-25 as we record this pod. You got to make a move, Rob. You got LeBron James at 40. You got Anthony Davis in his prime. Who knows what this looks like next year and the next week? Anything that can happen within that. Strike the iron while you still have these guys, because if not, you're going to lose LeBron James to go to greener pastures. You almost lost him this year. He almost left.
They're going to lose him. The thing about LeBron James is, and that's my guy.
Yeah.
I tell him to his face. That's my guy. He's loyal all the way through while he's winning.
Yeah.
But when he loses, he will dip on your ass.
That's for sure.
When he loses, he'll dip on you.
It's time to go.
And I don't know what's going to happen with his son this year, but he's going to make it. Okay. Wherever his son goes, has a one-way ticket for LeBron James, too.
Yeah, man. Gets tricky.
I'm telling you. So I don't know what Rob Pelinka was doing.
Come on, Rob. And Rob, we trust.
Rob might know that, too.
Yeah, but here's the thing, too. I really think that they think that they're just going to get a whole new team when those three guys and JV, Gabe Vincent, and Cam Reddish comes back. But it's still not going to be enough to get you over the hump past Denver. You ain't beating Phoenix with this team. You're not beating anybody in the West. You're going to have a real hard time going to stay with this team. But if you add in a piece like Trae Young or DeJounte Murray, maybe you can beat that team. I just don't know. I just don't know why you don't pull the trigger, considering the fact that LeBron James is playing it the way that he's playing at his age. Bro, you never know what can happen.
Rob Pelinka, he wants to feel like he makes the decisions. Like, he doesn't want to relinquish that power to LeBron that Cleveland did, that he tried to get with Miami. You know what I mean? He wants to keep his position. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, you have so much invested in these two guys, and take away the bubble, what do you got to show for?
Nothing.
You played in the Western Conference Finals. That's just take away the bubble.
Yeah.
It's a chip. No matter what you think, it's a chip.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you take away that, like, you missed the playoffs, you got to play in. You got the Western Conference Finals last year by hook or crook. Like, you know what I mean? Then you got swept. And Anthony Davis played out of his mind, played the best he could play.
Yeah.
And that team, you thought that team was good enough to go back and re-sign everybody.
Yeah.
That was the problem. I said it here on this show. Yeah. You all were very high on those players they signed. I said, that is not going to
be. Well, they ain't playing with a full deck, though. Two of those guys that they re-signed ain't even playing.
The one that's playing ain't worth it.
D'Angelo Russell been playing great.
Reeves ain't worth it.
Reeves is trash. He can't defend.
And you say what you want about D'Angelo Russell.
He's been
playing very well in Spurs right now. But Spurs could have didn't start off that good.
Yeah.
He didn't start off well at all.
It don't matter. None of this matters unless they do it in the playoffs.
Exactly.
Yeah, this team got to show up in the playoffs.
They got to make the playoffs.
Yeah, they got to make the
playoffs. I think they always end up making it some kind of way.
Mm. We'll see. Yeah.
See, that don't even sound right.
Yeah, like, right. I got another loser.
I got plenty. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Jeff.
P.J. Tucker.
P.J. Tucker, man.
P.J. Tucker.
And the reason why. Yeah. This sounds real cliche, but he does those things that don't show up in the stat sheet. Cliche statement, I know, but it's the truth, right? He does those things that don't show up in the stat sheet. But I understand why he's not playing with the Clippers, because the Clippers found their rotation and he doesn't fit.
You don't.
He doesn't fit. He doesn't shoot well enough in this stage in his career to fit that team right now.
Yeah, he don't defend no more, neither. He just be out there filing.
Yeah, he can't go sit in that corner for the Clippers right now.
Yeah,
he
got
the Clippers. You got to be active, because they're active on defense. Yeah. They're active on they're playing.
Terrence Mann is playing in front of you, dog.
Yeah.
Terrence Mann was gonna play regardless. They wouldn't trade Terrence Mann for James Harden. Remember that? Mm-hmm. They held on to Terrence Mann and made that trade. That's what I'm saying. So Terrence Mann is a player.
And the thing is, with that sucker is whoever the guys is in there
for sure
are asking for a raise because they deal with his shoes. He got 250 shoes.
Yeah, and he don't even play.
He got 250 shoes.
Plan, yeah, no, I'm with you.
But that's too much. But they have to get a shed they, at the facility to keep all his shoes.
And that's what I'm saying. He's not even playing.
Yeah.
Like, he need four pair of shoes up there. One for practice. You know what I'm saying? One for workouts.
And he get a new one every day.
Yeah. I guess, free PJ, dog. Yeah. And they not going to cut him neither.
That's the problem.
They holding on to his ass. That's dirty.
Because the buyout market is going to be crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
For veterans anyway.
Yes, it's tough. Yeah. My next loser, the Washington Wizards. Yes, oh, several players who were reportedly receiving interest in the open market. And you were only able to get rid of Daniel Gafford for a first round pick. Now, I get that. Mm-hmm. But that's still, you got Kyle Kuzma. You got what's left of JP, golly, Jordan Poole, Tyus Jones, Corey Kispert, all remain on the Wizards, all of whom received plenty of trade interest. So, and very useful on other teams. Each of these players could help them win games, and that's something that they don't want to do in Washington. They don't want to win games. They need to have all the ping pong balls that they can get to help this team, because your two pillars of your program right now, it's Kyle Kuzma,
Jesus Christ,
and Jordan Poole.
They were asking for multiple first round picks.
Two first round picks for Kuz.
Ain't no way. If I'm a GM, ain't no way.
It's crazy.
I ain't give you two first round for Kuzma.
They talking about moving that team.
To Virginia.
It wouldn't be bad.
Yeah.
Man,
we don't want them.
I'll take whoever we get.
Just get an NBA team. I get to see LeBron. I get to see LeBron on a random Thursday night, man.
Memphis, we need to get a G League team. That's how we get started.
Move the Memphis Hustle G League team to Nashville, man.
Shit, we'll take
it. Take ass out of municipal.
Plenty of people who ain't going to G League with you. Me and Jeff and
I'll be in front row. Lead off.
Oh, my bad. We here. Another loser, Weezy. You done?
I think I'm done.
I heard you.
Go to State Warriors. Go to State freaking Warriors, dog. Like, I hear you. I know what you're going to say, and I'm with it. You got to do something.
You got to do something, though.
You got to do something.
They couldn't get rid of Wiggs. They tried to get rid of Wiggs. They couldn't get rid of Wiggs. They tried.
Ain't nobody going to do that.
They can't do
fight back.
No, they tried. They tried, bro. They couldn't get rid of Wiggs.
Now you got to get rid of – you got – I
still playing out of his mind.
I wish I said this first, but somebody, I forgot I was listening to something. I think it was Bumani Jones said this. Steph has got to make a decision. Either he wants to win or he want to play with the homies. That's what I'm saying. He can't do both no more.
Now he mad in the month.
He can't do both.
He want to win.
He got to make a choice.
He's still playing good basketball.
What I mean by making no. Steph is balling. What I mean by make a choice is do what LeBron and them be doing.
Yeah, LeBron.
Go race the hell a little bit, Steph.
Yeah, Steph.
Let's know you mad.
He do need to go in there and be like, hey,
go slam some. Go knock over a couple of things.
I'm 35 years old. Like, hey, listen, you got to give me some help.
Give me something.
Wiggins out here. He not really playing.
He got some personal stuff going on.
Yeah, Wiggins out there, motherfucker. He looking. You know when little kids playing soccer and they trying to butterflies. Clay shot that bitch off the side of the backboard straight. I'm talking about cameraman. He's straight on top of the key. And then nobody there. That shit hit the side of the backboard.
That's what I'm saying.
Really, what Clay going through mentally, I don't know. He don't sleep good at night.
Man, that's one of them ones where now, and he mad because he's not playing like meaningful like minutes.
He ain't even closing the game sometimes.
And he can't. Cause he can't fucking move.
It's some heavy ass answers
that he playing in.
Kyrie
he can't move.
Kyrie answers aight though.
There you go, he gas.
They I didn't say it was cold. They aight for some answers.
My last loser. Jesus Christ.
For some answers?
Man. They $130, they not $130 shoes. Them $130.
That's just the market, Jay.
Them $130. No, bro.
For some answers, though. If it was 89.
Jaws are 100, bro.
Yeah, I got them Jaws, though.
Jaws way better than
that. Jaws best signature. Jaw 1 was best signature last year. To me? I said it to
you. You know who got a better shoe than her?
Who?
My girl.
Okay.
Sabrina Ionescu got the best shoe.
Sabrina's shoe is Kyrie's shoe. Truth be told.
I doubt it.
That was probably the Kyrie.
That's a good shoe, though.
That's a good shoe.
Sabrina got one.
That's a good shoe.
Yeah, that's a good shoe. My last loser is a 2024 draft class. Hey, this is the worst draft class we've seen since 2013. This is Anthony Bennett.
Yeah, it's bad.
This is a bad one. And you can tell people getting the hell out, bro. Like, people are getting rid of all of their first round picks.
They don't need it this year.
Because you don't need it this year. People have been saying for years that this class is supremely flawed. Like, this is a bad class.
They got one.
It might be the worst since Anthony Bennett. Yeah. Who's your one?
The connect dude from Tennessee.
What?
Hell no, nah, man. Man, we going to close out on that white boy, man.
That white boy
ain't going to get that shut up in the league. Boy, I thought you was going to say, at least say Rob Dillingham from Kentucky. He cold.
What, the kid from
Deron Holmes from Dayton, cold.
Y'all know the Connect kid is averaging 30, right?
I don't give a damn what the hell he averaging. And this is what I'm trying to tell you. If somebody is closing out, man, it's over. He ain't going to be able to get that shit off. Corey Kispert. Dude did the exact same thing when he was in Gonzaga.
He's not a first rounder?
He was a first round pick.
So you think Connect's not a first rounder?
Oh, he's a first round pick, but he's not any good. I don't think he's any good.
What about the kid? Is Zach Edey finally coming out this year?
Zach Edey,
Zach Edey's just so
good. I'm not saying he's the face of this draft.
The guys, Isaiah Collar from USC.
Yeah.
Rob Dillingham, Kentucky. Matas, who plays for the G League Ignite.
Yeah.
Alexander Saw.
He didn't look good. I watched that G League.
Not a good. I don't know what they doing in the G League night. Brian Shaw was over there bullshit.
Yeah.
The guy, Alexander Saw, and then
Dalton Connect.
You saying he top five?
No, Jay, I didn't say that. You didn't say none of those guys.
The top five.
Where your man's from UNC at?
Which one?
One of them dudes got to be. They 40 years old. They got to be
done. Them boys 23.
No. The center.
Armando Bacot is 22 years old.
Man, Bacot.
He's 22. Look it up. Look it up.
Yeah, Baycott.
Look at Baycott.
16 years.
4 years. No, 4 years.
He's done now, all right?
This is it. We're going to win this. Listen, I'm going to have a year. I'm going to win 49ers. Yeah. And I'm going to get that boy. We're going to get one for the hill, y'all. We're going to get one more for the year, baby. Yes, Lord. That is. Kubrin on Kubrin.
It's about party, bro. Come on. At the crib.
Okay.
Come on.
Yeah,
that big
you
one
you over there. That's 100. Well, hey, Jeff, you might as well drive to goddamn Kentucky. That's 100 miles right there.
Why you throwing shade on my shit now?
WrestleMania party, pull it up.
Now, tweet some questions, guy. Nah, I'm just saying. What you at? You haven't.
I don't tell them where you live at, dude.
Didn't nobody say where you live at.
I'm just saying.
Didn't nobody say where you live at, bro. Didn't nobody say where you live at.
Oh, put your spot out there like that. You hear me?
What you having? You having
on me? No, on me. You hear me?
You what you having over it?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry you, about it. You can't come.
He said he having a baked potato bar.
Baked potato bar, cause chili baked potatoes.
Chili baked potatoes ain't bad in February.
Get out
in February. You good sour cream.
My dog.
Yeah.
Invited?
Yeah. Appreciate it,
Weezy. Tweet with questions.
Yeah. I ain't invited.
Nah, I might crash your shit.
Man, look what I'm trying to tell you. You're gonna be hey.
You gonna put the dogs on me.
He just turned 23. Yeah.
You gonna put the dogs on me.
If you call Michael Penix a super duper senior.
Yeah.
What is Baycott?
He played 4 years.
What is Baycott?
4 years. He's 23.
Penix is 23.
Who?
Michael Penix Jr.
Michael Penix is 25, Jeff.
Well, no. Bo Nix is 20. Yeah, he's not 25.
He ain't 25.
Michael Penix is not
25. All right, watch this. Now, tweet us some questions throughout the week at Full Sport Press. Don't forget to comment. Give us a thumbs up on the YouTube page, on the iTunes page. Please rate and subscribe. But more importantly, don't forget to tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
Weezy.
Everything paid for, big baby.
Even the.
Oh!
You ain't got to bring no money. You'll be asking people for
I don't
money.
Speak for shit. My shit.
Okay.
Ooh. You know that.
Mom and daddy got a bankroll,
don't you? Don't see. Don't
eat.
Yeah.
Careful's always on, brother.
You been doing that shit a long time. Get the hell out of here. You don't be cooking like that. Get the hell out of here.
I ain't asked
cameraman,
shit for a long time.
The revolution will be podcasting.
It's a long time since I asked somebody for something here.
We
with
are out.
Niggas asked me, though.
I ain't asked you for shit.
I ain't say you.
Oh, okay.
Here's my questions.
You. Okay. We out.
Peace to the Full Press Podcast. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Full Sport Press Podcast. To catch up on previous episodes, please check out the YouTube page and wherever you find your favorite podcast. Don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend.
The revolution will be podcasted.